11 o'clock hour of Willie and Tausch, live from the Tundra Trio in the shadow of Lambeau Field. You were at the game.
Yep.
You had a few Tito's.
You
had your Tito's scarf on.
I did not have any.
What are you doing here?
I did not have any at the game. I was with Max. We enjoyed just
did you get the horse collar, that big kielbasa or whatever that
it
they have up there?
The kielbasa. The brownies were really good and really good. Max is raving about the mac and cheese at the stadium. Thinks it's the best mac and cheese he's
had.
And he's a mac and
cheese
connoisseur.
That's high praise. Connoisseur. So I'm just curious, what was your proximity to Taylor Swift?
So we were, I think, one level below her and probably seven or eight suites over. So we could see her somewhat, you know, because we saw that she was in the Reggie White
Lady in red.
Above
yep.
Reggie.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize she's so tall.
She is. Well, she had pretty high heels on, too.
She's 5'10", 5'11", barefoot, I think.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Impressive.
Tough to defend in the low post.
No, I bet you'd body her up probably pretty easy.
I would think you. Some might say. So you did not get to see her. I saw a video of her going through, like, the common area and people waving.
We did not, no.
And Jesse sat below her.
Yep, we were. We found out as we sat down in our section that the guys in front of us were kind of turning around, looking up, and we're like, what are you guys looking
Am
at?
Am I
like,
crazy?
Craning their necks.
T-Swift is up there.
I was going to do this. I was going to send a tweet out on Saturday or Sunday. I don't remember. Maybe it was yesterday. And Sarah said, don't do it. And I don't run tweets by. I used to ask her, like, what do you think? I don't run tweets by her anymore.
Yeah, we could tell.
I just kind of do my thing. And I said, I don't understand. Like, I know Taylor Swift is a monster star.
Yeah, she's enormous.
But I don't understand, like, how many rules and regulations and things do you need to break to let her come to a game? She's not performing. I love the fact she's coming to the games. I love the fact she's bringing people in. But she's choosing to come. I want her to feel secure. But I don't think you barricade up all of the suites around her. I think if you want to come, go sit in a suite and be private and shut the door. I don't think you need to have armies of people and having the Packers have to change a ton of protocols to get her in. Disagree.
Yeah.
She's choosing to come, which, happy she's here.
Right.
And she's going to be taken care of and put her through a freight elevator, get her so that she doesn't have a ton of people. But she's coming to the game. We don't need to, like, move mountains to have her come.
Right. They didn't do it for Tony Shalhoub. Monk.
That's literally exactly what I said last night to a couple of people within the organization.
Who apparently they're doing Monk again on Peacock. I saw that up on the scoreboard.
Which is great.
I love Monk.
Everyone loves Monk. Monk is one of the great shows.
No, I disagree. I mean, Monk is fine, but Tony Shalhoub will always be Antonio Scarpacci from Wings.
From Wings, yeah.
Wings is probably one of the most underrated TV shows
and
of all time.
So he's been in other
not
things that
show,
I've watched.
Not on this show, it's not underrated.
And the only thing I can picture him as is Monk. Right. Like, every time I see him walking through, saying, he needs a wipe to wipe his hands.
You guys understand my point.
We totally do. Yeah.
And I think people are like, it was awesome that she was here. And obviously, every kid that loves Taylor Swift is more stoked that she was there.
Oh, no doubt.
And I understand that she's not going to be treated like every fan. But she also, does she really need to be treated like a president?
The Royals? I know you're a big fan of the Royal family.
The Royals. Let me tell you something. If it's who are the two that quit and still wanted to get all the benefits?
Harry and Meghan.
If those two come, I don't want. They should be.
They're sitting in the bowl.
They should be riding the escalator with me and they say, what are you doing here? They are. If they decide.
Prince Harry?
No, it's just Harry.
No, if it's just Harry. If they decide they want to come to a game here. I would hope that the Packers would say, yeah,
we'd love to have you.
We'd love to have you. And if you want, you can buy a suite, come in the normal way. But if they are, like, rolling them through red carpeting, I'd be really disappointed in the Green Bay Packers.
So I saw these different clips of her. You know, she was in the loading dock, mm-hmm. and then I saw her going through the common area, the suite level. I will admit that I ate my dinner last night, myself and Todd McMahon, another sports writer who has daughters. We ate it out in the walkway area outside the press area.
Oh, really?
In the unlikely event that she would come through, because she was on our level. She was on 7.
Mm-hmm.
And Matt LaFleur's wife comes through there. All a bunch of dignitaries come through that area. We thought maybe that would be her route. So if she did go by, I was ready. Sydney wanted video of her walking past me. So I was going to do it.
Yeah,
I don't understand that concept, though.
What?
The idea, like, it's one thing to pose for a picture, right? If you get to take a picture with Tausch or whoever you're a big fan of, that's one thing. That is a cool memento. I got to meet Mark Tauscher or Jesse Nelson. Mm-hmm. The video that I was supposed to take, because unless Taylor Swift was stopping to talk to me, I was not going to be getting what I would want, which would be I'd prefer a photo of Sydney or Maddie with her. But my point is the idea of the video of, oh, there goes Taylor Swift. Here's the video that I took of her with my phone. Mind-boggling to me. Who cares?
Yeah, I don't get it either. I get it if you're like an influencer and you're trying to gain a bunch of followers and all of that stuff. But otherwise, I could give two blanks. Like, I just don't care. But if you could get a picture, like if I could have gotten a picture with Eleanor and Taylor Swift, that would be awesome. Kids would love it.
Exactly.
I don't care. But your kids care, and your family does.
That was my point to Sydney. I'm not posing for a selfie with her, Sid. We can't Photoshop you in my place because no one. I don't. That's not a big
deal. Don't get why people are like that's. You know, if your kid's not in the picture with them or meeting them, what good is it? Hey, you get a great photo of Taylor Swift jumping on a on a freight elevator. What are you? Oh, because you were that close to her. Okay, great. Is that something, again,
But wait a minute. If the president was there, whatever president, a president is there, are you taking that same picture and showing people, hey, look, there was the president?
No, I'm not.
Depends which president.
Oh, boy.
I'm trying to think, like, who else is at that level of celebrity status?
So I'll
I took a picture of Brett Favre at the AmFam Championship a couple of years ago, and I just took a picture of him from off in the distance. We all know how that went.
That is one of the all-time great stories.
there are certain celebrities, I think, that certain people, it becomes next level to say
Taylor
I'm in the same room as that person.
Star.
No doubt.
Monster star.
Biggest.
And I understand
right
the whole thing. I understand the intrigue. People are intrigued by her. And that makes other people intrigued that people are intrigued. But again, she wasn't performing. And I think the Packers did a pretty good job. But I'm guessing there's a lot of people in man hours that had to go through different strategies when this should be about getting your football team ready and everybody did.
Well, Matt LaFleur's not in the meeting figuring out which elevator she's taking. It's not affecting
his
preparation.
You don't think he was updated?
I'm just saying I don't think that he was. I think he was updated in case maybe Bree wanted to meet her.
He was updated.
Yeah. Do you think it took away time from him preparing? It sure didn't look like it.
Maybe they should have more of those meetings. He had a great game last night.
Fair enough.
Who's coming next week?
Exactly.
Danny DeVito. Alan Alda.
Bring Monk to every game.
I think Tony Shalhoub should be at every game. Exactly. But to the point that I was trying to make, and we can go back to football and we can go to some of the talk and text or the Twitter and Facebook responses, the positives and negatives, is that there was – I'm not familiar with her work because I don't watch wrestling, but apparently there was a big wrestling star that was here that's a big Packers fan, Tony Shalhoub. Look – Simone Biles, who is a competitor.
Monster star.
And is an enormous deal. She was on the sideline.
Yep.
Like, they don't do a whole lot to get Simone Biles in the building. So,
She's here every game, so it's a little bit different, too.
True. It's kind of like Olivia Munn taking the elevator with Rob Domofsky. But I'm just saying, it was next level, and there was a lot of excitement, a lot of buzz, and
awesome
people
stuff.
Tracking her plane and whatever else. Those are all great things.
Kind of creepy. But yeah,
I would tend to agree.
I would say this. So sitting in the crowd last night, I thought it would be like, oh, she's up in that suite and like everyone kind of takes one peek and that's it. Every time the Chiefs did something significant, multiple rows in our section, heads turned to look back up to go see what her reaction
was. Who gives a
blank? Her and Brittany Mahomes and whoever that guy was next to them, like everyone was turning around.
Whoever that guy was.
Everyone was turning around, turning their heads back up to look at what their reaction was to
Listen,
a Chelsea catch or a score.
She is incredibly intriguing. She is a billion-dollar enterprise. She is awesome. I think everybody thinks that. That's great. Come to the game. Enjoy it. Head out of town on your PJ. All that stuff is great. But I'm just saying, I think at some point you're kind of, all right, we're good.
Oh, private jet. That's what a PJ is.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm not a private jet guy. Is that what you private jet folk call it?
Like jammies there.
Yeah, just now that I know she's a private jetter, I'm going to have to dig into her policies on climate change and things. That's another thing, but that's another story for another day.
Instead, the story for right now
is there anything more hypocritical than all these rich climate change folks going on everywhere and telling us, like, drive 20 miles. I can't stand those people. That's all I'm saying.
I had the segue. I was going into the Kringle.
Yeah,
we were
ready.
Yeah.
No, he needed
very, 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 very good, and we just couldn't stop it.
Been a while since we've had the private jet rant, though, in fairness.
It's great. Is there anything more hypocritical? Anything?
Well, I mean.
Some would say it's the low-hanging fruits of hypocritical behavior.
It should be infuriating.
Aaron Rodgers playing for Woody Johnson's team is still pretty
That's
good.
A pretty good one, too. There's no doubt about it.
Nothing like this.
Be that as it may, there is no low-hanging fruit Kringle, I don't think, although they might make one just in our honor.
Well, there's berries. There are different kinds of berries. Berries are low-hanging.
They are low-hanging, and Racine Danish Kringles not only has been a great partner of ours from the very beginning of the show, but more importantly, we've got our jingle for your Kringle finalists. We've narrowed the herd, and we will be picking the winner of the jingle for your Kringle for a year champion in our second annual jingle for your Kringle contest. So if you didn't answer, that's okay. I still want to get more people entering. I feel like people think that this is like a really difficult thing, and that because they hear Tausch and the Academy doing headlines every week, they think this has got to be some sort of big production.
That should tell you it's pretty easy.
It's easy for you, but we don't need to get into the specifics of that. The bottom line is it's not that hard. We're going to do it again next year. We're excited for all the finalists. But again, even though it's too late to answer, the good news is... Are you taking a video of me?
No, trust me, I'm not.
He's holding his phone strangely. Is he not?
It looks like he's taking a video of you. Yeah.
Okay.
I can't do that.
Jingle!
Putting you on the TikTok.
Don't give the middle finger to me on the video feed. The Jingle for Your Kringle contest, you can still enjoy great Racine Danish Kringle for the holidays. Just go to Kringle.com or call 1-800-4-DANISH. That's 1-800-4-DANISH. You can order your Kringle today. They got the new stick sampler pack. We got one of those. You get to try little pieces of each one. It's great. Thanks to Racine Danish Kringles. And we're excited to crown our champion later this week. More Wilde and Tausch live from the Tundra Trio next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Victory Monday is brought to you by Palermo's Pizza, Wisconsin's hometown pizza. With delicious brands like Palermo's, Connie's, Urban Pie, and Screamin' Sicilian, Palermo's has your game day covered. Find Palermo's in your local grocer's freezer.
Jesse, have you felt lost, by the way, without a text line? Like, that's one of your favorite things, and we're having these issues. Well, by the way, I do want to go back on the Taylor Swift thing.
Yeah.
Like, she is the modern-day Beatles. Like, if we're being honest, the Beatles...
Were you around with the Beatles?
No, but I've read books about them.
Okay.
Sydney,
I got a book I'm reading that's going to be fascinating.
That's what I've heard. I don't even know if you bought it yet, but you're already telling us about it. So Sydney was asking, like, the comparisons in history. And
she's Madonna.
And I know...
She's a less sexual version of Madonna.
I know we don't talk about him on our program, but Michael Jackson was the king of pop for a period, right? And his popularity was off the charts. The Beatles in the 60s and Beatlemania... Like, there aren't many comps throughout history for what the big deal she is.
And especially in this media landscape, as splintered as it is, she's a legend. No doubt about it.
Yeah. All right, Jesse, do you have any tweets or
I like
Facebook
the coat she was rocking, too.
The red coat.
Oh, it's a good look. Yeah, coat. It's like, is that a cherry red or what?
Chiefs red.
Oh, is it Chiefs red?
I don't know.
I mean, I'm sure.
She didn't have a Tito scarf, though.
No, she did not.
Nor do I.
I think Kelce might retire after this season. I think both Kelces might retire together.
Okay.
Continue.
And then they're going to write a book.
foundation for that bold prediction?
Well, Jason Kelce's going to retire.
Okay, yeah.
Travis Kelce's been talking a lot about how beat up he is.
Yeah, he doesn't look like the field-tilting player that he has been in the past.
Still good.
Yeah, no doubt.
But he's probably going to want a new fat deal, and if Kansas City's not that interested, maybe he's going to say, I don't know if Taylor Swift has a Deuces song. Of
22. Double deuces.
Maybe that might be the road.
You don't know about me. I'm saying deuces. B. Robert on Twitter. The offense is cranking with a bunch of young players playing great team football. That's his positive, responding to our positives and negatives on the Wilde and Tausch Twitter feed. His negative, playing conservative before the half. Thought they may come back to bite them.
All right, so help me. By the way. I'm told that that jacket was a $2,400 jacket, so it would go nicely with your scarf.
Okay.
There was a little bit of a debate in the press box last night when it looked to me like Patrick Taylor on his 27-yard run intentionally did not go out of bounds. And I was going to ask Matt LaFleur about this today because it was not like that important last night, but I'm curious. You've been in plenty of two-minute situations. There is a tipping point in them where you also don't want to stop the clock and not get a first down and give the other team the ball back with ample time to go down and score themselves. So to Robert,
yeah.
Adam, his point.
When in doubt.
Well done.
I got the feeling like they were trying to kind of thread the needle of get in scoring position. Don't give the ball back to the Chiefs if you fail with enough time for them to go put points on the board and create some momentum going into halftime when they were getting the ball to start the third quarter. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think it's – I always am looking at the end of halves as it tells you kind of what you think of your team. But you have to understand where you're at in the game, the
right.
flow of the game, and also who are you playing against? You're playing against a team that you know is very aggressive and is going mm-hmm. to try and do things, and they're good. So don't panic. See how the first – you kind of it's a probe play where you're kind of probing to see, oh, we got eight. Okay. We get zero. All right, maybe we
right.
slow it down, let the clock tick, force their hand, whether or not they want to use – LaFleur is uber aggressive when he's on defense. He's slammering timeouts with 15 seconds left. He wants to see. And now that he thinks Jordan Love is the real deal, mm-hmm. he's even going to be more aggressive like he was with Rodgers. So I didn't have a problem with how they approached the end of the half because there's also – everybody thinks it's only going to be positive. You can also have a negative play, a pick, or something else, and you have to kind of figure out that balance. And I
right.
always look at the probe play as the dictator whether or not you're going to move forward and be ultra-aggressive or maybe we slow it down and let them use their timeouts, and then that dictates what you end up doing.
Jesse, what else you got?
I want to go over to the Facebook page because this is a reference that's a little bit before my football fandom time, but I wanted to hear your assessment of what Donald says. This team right now reminds me of early Tampa Bay with Doug Williams, young, fearless, believing they can beat anybody, not afraid of anyone.
Yeah,
what do you
I'm
think
not
of that?
Sure, I'm old enough
Tampa
either.
Bay.
The creamsicle unis.
If you said
Doug
Washington
Williams
with the year that they won, I don't know the Tampa Doug Williams era. So I can't. As much as I love chiming in on everything, I'm gonna.
And you do.
I'm gonna steer clear on this one.
By the way, I got a text from Pipe Jim.
Yeah.
Elvis Presley.
I wasn't around for that, so I don't know.
Well, you weren't around for the Beatles either, but you chimed in on that one.
No, I just said I didn't know the Beatles. You had Beatlemania, and you saw it. I think
she's bigger than Madonna was. I think she's bigger than Madonna.
She is not bigger than the Beatles, though.
No, I agree.
Okay.
But I think that's what we're Beatles, Presley,
she might be Elvis,
MJ.
So if you're Powies, this too bad it's not Tuesday.
Yeah,
Power
too
ranking.
Bad.
We'll maybe look into that tomorrow. Yeah, she's bigger than Madonna.
Yep. Got a tweet from Colin. What are you guys' thoughts on Lucas Van Ness's season so
continues
far?
To progress. As I said, he had a floor in place. Strong, physical. That was going to play all year.
Mm-hmm.
You're starting to see him figure a couple things out, and he's made a few plays. I don't think anyone expected him. I kind of thought he'd have a Rashawn Gary rookie season.
Right.
Which kind of what he's done.
I would argue he's had a better season than Rashawn Gary had as a rookie.
Mm-hmm.
He's had a little more opportunities. They played him a lot on first and second down against the run.
He's big, strong.
Where he can use his strength. Mm-hmm. He was in on the stop on the fake punt in Detroit. And then yesterday he had a sack. He had another pressure. He's starting to advance. Yeah.
Goody.
He's the best, no doubt about it.
Goodster.
Executive of the year. X Oi. Or something.
Eoy. Eoy.
Like Eoy.
Like your donkey on these Christmas songs.
Dominic the donkey. Jesse, what else you got?
CJ responding to Tausch saying, I can't find any negatives from this game last night, or whatever.
Having a hard time.
Yeah. CJ says, probably 5 total negatives. Giving up a conversion on 3rd and 18.
That's football.
Jordan Love taking 2 sacks, 1 costing significant field goal.
No, that was the right thing to do.
You don't throw the ball away to keep the clock running. So, okay, so I'll give, what's old boy's name?
CJ.
Adam.
I'll give him the first one. Not the second one was the right play. That was the right football play.
Jaden Reed stopping his route. I don't know what that was.
It was a miscommunication. What do we expect?
Still happens.
You understand you chase perfection. You ain't getting it. All right, so he's
catch excellence.
So he's 1 for 3.
And Jordan Love missing the tight end screen.
I thought if you're going to say him missing Kraft on that little, I don't know if it was a stop and go route, he had him. Kraft is.
Oh, yeah.
And Kraft's already complaining about holding, which is nice. He's becoming a
you respect
quick.
That?
But I will say this, I am done. From now on, if and when, and I told you guys I might take some reffing classes in the offseason. To become an NFL official.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You throw your arms up up in the air like this, I ain't calling a flag on you. I am done with the flopping. We have NBA and soccerized the defensive line.
You're right.
I'm donezo with it. New rule, throw your arms up in the air. I might call you for flopping. Don't do it. But if I'm a Packer defensive line coach, I'm continuing to tell you to do it because it works.
Can I interject for a second? There's part of me that wants to ask you what your workout regimen will be to become an NFL official, but I'm not going to. I'm not going there.
Why does everyone want to keep asking them that?
Here's what I do want to ask you. Why doesn't the NFL encourage guys like you?
Bias.
Who? Now, let me finish.
Okay.
Because there are certain guys that may... What were you going to say there? Takes a while to make points.
No, you asked me a question. I answered it, but you wanted to continue to ramble, which is
what I do. Yes. Yep. So why doesn't the NFL ask more players who aren't at the, like, super rich, like, made millions upon millions upon millions of dollars so they don't need to work?
Yeah.
Why don't they ask more players in kind of like your echelon who were really good players but didn't break the bank to pursue that? Wouldn't that make their officials better, because they would be guys that would be most often in great shape and would know the game?
Nice white
change the subject.
You're gonna get after me. Go hit a tanning bed.
He's making an observation is all.
I would say this. I think you have biases that people are gonna be worried about. I think there's also the moniker that retired football guys should just retire and be done. That was your deal. The NFL should do that. They should have more players, even in advisory roles in the officiating game. Like, I could help these line judges or these umps and say, if your feet aren't beat and you're going to, don't call a little bit of hands.
Right.
And when people are stabbing and ripping, if your feet aren't beat and you're not tugging or doing anything, I don't want holds called. We want quarterbacks to stay upright and play.
Right, right.
Let these guys play. They called a couple of very touchy holding penalties.
With acting jobs attached to
it. The one to Rashawn Gary was garbage. Like, garbage. And it worked well for the Packers, but Rashawn Gary flailing his arms up in the air, hockey/soccer-esque, he earned the call, but it was a garbage call.
Yep.
So they're going to continue to do it. I would argue you should be penalizing the people for trying that, although you're not, because we hate it in the NBA and we hate it in soccer. Why
but
would
it
we love it? It does work.
Yep.
It does, and it shouldn't.
Jesse, you got one more?
No. I thought we were done.
Okay.
Great segue.
Whoa, Nelly is next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
From a seat in the stands to the best seat on the couch, Tito's Handmade Vodka is there on game day for every fan. Find cocktail recipes at titosvodka.com. 40% alcohol by volume, namely 80 proof, crafted to be savored responsibly.
Jesse, you didn't have any more tweets or Facebook posts. I hope you've got something for Whoa Nelly.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rocker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I got to stay hungry for the crimson tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Whoa Nelly
on Wildy and Tausch.
I do some interesting results from around the NFL yesterday beyond just the Packers and Chiefs on Sunday Night Football. What many said would be the game of the day, the 49ers and the Eagles NFC Championship rematch from last year. Two best teams record-wise in the conference entering play yesterday. San Francisco didn't score until 7 minutes left in the second quarter, ends up routing Philadelphia 42-19. Tausch, your big takeaway from the 49ers taking it to the Eagles.
San Fran's really good. They are the cream of the crop when it comes to NFC teams. And after that, everybody is incredibly vulnerable. Everybody. And the San Francisco 49ers believe that they're the best team, and if they stay healthy, going to be really tough for anyone to beat them.
So your idea about being nobody wants any part of the Packers right now. Nobody wants any part of the 49ers
Nobody.
Right now.
Nobody.
But they had a stretch, too. They had three games where they lost in a row, and Brock Purdy wasn't playing
like
an MVP.
The interesting part of that, Trent Williams, not available. Purdy and Jordan Love, both, like every quarterback, they benefit and function a lot better when they have a really good offensive line. The Green Bay Packers' O-line has gotten a lot better. Shockingly enough, Jordan Love has played better. Purdy, the same thing. Debo Samuel's out. Maybe he's not as good. Oh, Debo's back. Oh, fascinating how that works. It's a team game. And San Fran's the best team rolling right now.
They are rolling. There's no doubt about that. Next.
Whoa, Nelly!
The New York Jets lose 13-8 to the Atlanta Falcons, the first place Atlanta Falcons in the NFC South. Rough game at noon yesterday in New Jersey. Jets are 4-8. I saw Ian Rappaport shared before the games got going yesterday that it remains unlikely that Aaron Rodgers will return to actually play in a game in this season. Is that confirmed now with another Jets loss, or were we already all on that bandwagon?
He wasn't playing anyway.
Yeah, that's all I thought, right?
The Jets stink. I think if you're a New York Jets fan, you have to look long and hard. I know you're going to continue with Aaron Rodgers next year. Hopefully he's healthy and he can play. But that GM just got bludgeoned.
Oh, here we go with the ball.
And it's only going to get worse. The Jets might not win another game. That might be the 34th or 35th pick. It's basically a pseudo first-round pick that they ended up getting, and Aaron Rodgers took 4 snaps. So the Jets stink. Aaron brought in a bunch of his people. They stink. No offense, but they stink. Mm-hmm. And the team is left in shambles. I think there might be this is going to sound crazy. I'm going to say it.
You're even debating how crazy it sounds.
There's a lot of that today.
There is going to be a chance that Rodgers will end up, and it won't be in the same time span that Favre did. There's a chance that Aaron Rodgers will end up finishing his career with somebody else because they'll have new management, new GM, new coaches, and maybe it won't work well, and he might be traded next season as that's unfolding, and he may end up back with the Minnesota Vikings.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine?
Yes.
I can actually imagine it.
It'd be so funny.
Let's say the Jets draft a young quarterback. Rodgers comes back. He's dinged up, and they hire new coaches. He doesn't like them, and he says, Trade me.
Double deuces B. I did not catch any. I had all kinds of stuff going on yesterday before the Packers game. And when you said the score was 13-8, I was like, well, that, I bet that was a real dog of a game. The Chargers beat the Patriots 6-0.
6-0. What? Yeah, that was going to be my next
not good
one.
At my, not good at my team fantasy game.
Belichick's 2-10.
And lost to the team he's going to be coaching next year.
I saw this nugget on SportsCenter late last night. The Patriots are the first team since 1938 to give up 10 or fewer points in three straight games.
A lot of research from old Jelly today, huh?
10 or fewer points in three straight games they've given up, and they've lost all three games.
Yeah, they stink.
They're not very good.
The NFC East is the worst
division. AFC East?
AFC East is the worst division in football.
Worse than the NFC South?
Yeah.
Which doesn't have a team over 500?
You have two of the three worst teams in football in that division.
The Miami Dolphins have a chance to be the one seed in the AFC.
Yeah. It's cute.
Whoa, the Falcons are 6-6 and in first place.
Yeah.
They can't even figure out who their quarterback is.
Don't quibble with details. All right. One more.
Whoa, Nelly!
If you have one.
So you have a bunch of mediocrity, and then on the AFC side, you have one mediocre, one pretty good to good team, and then two of the worst teams in the NFL. I don't know. Pick your poison. What do you like better? It's Sophie's choice.
Whoa, Nelly!
A lot of poison today, too, by the way.
The Rams beat the Browns 36-19 yesterday afternoon. They're also trending in the right direction like the Packers are with a healthy Matt Stafford. Yep, so you're still sticking with that? Packers 6, Rams 7? Vikings are out?
Nothing changed in my mind.
Nothing.
Nope.
It's been an interesting mood shift here in the final, like, 25
I got to drive home with them today. I'm a little nervous about that.
Good
luck
to you,
sir.
Yeah,
I'll sit in the back.
Great.
I'm sure you will. Jesse's Uber driver.
I want you to wear a Jeeves hat.
I didn't end up taking that job to pay off the cat surgery. He's looking for somebody to be the driver.
No, did you end up killing the cat?
Nope, he's with us.
Oh, okay.
He's living in solitary confinement in Maddie's room, though. Mm. And we still owe $2,000.
Whoa, Nelly!
But you got unlimited Kringle.
I had a nice Prize Picks win last night. That's a trend in the right direction.
You and the Rams. All right, that's it for Whoa, Nelly. We will wrap things up. Live from the Tundra Trio. We didn't play trivia today. I assume that was by design, Jesse?
Yeah, double trivia coming up later this week. I know everyone loves double trivia, so we'll do it.
It's been a fun ad.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, well, we look forward to that hopefully on Wednesday. We got lots planned for throughout the week, but we'll wrap things up live from the Tundra Trio in the shadow of Lambeau Field here in Green Bay. Next, it's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN, sponsored by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
I'm just gonna put this out there. It is probably best that we are usually in three different locations.
I've had a great time today.
I have too. I have had a ton of fun, but the conversations that go on in the commercial place, we could package that and sell it as like bonus content, and it would really be entertaining.
Sure.
I've enjoyed being with you guys. I'm glad I'll be back in my basement tomorrow, but it has been fun to do this.
I did want to share with you both, there is rare video footage of me ice skating for the first time on Friday night.
Is it on our...
It is not, and I'm considering maybe I should just sell it in an auction style to the highest charitable
like the TMZ?
Contribution.
Put it on our feed. Yeah.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Tomorrow we'll unveil me ice skating.
Yeah, and I'm going to send... Would you think you'd be interested? I'm going to give... I took pictures of all of the sporting events I went to this week. I'm going to give you those, and you can put those up on the feed, too.
Do you have your thumb in?
Thank you for your service.
No, I just... It was... If you love Wisconsin sports, I covered the gambit this weekend.
Most people would just, like, post that on their Instagram and be like, hey, had fun
at
the sports.
Something happened on my Instagram that freaked me out, so I'm debating getting rid of it.
Oh, no.
Well, he's getting rid of anything that is IG. Intentional grounding, gone. Instagram, gone.
You're right.
What happened that freaked you out on Instagram?
Like, I was scrolling through, and it was, I'm not looking at any salacious stuff. I was just, like, going through.
Of course not.
And all of a sudden, my phone locked up, and then it said, will you allow Instagram limited access? I said, I don't want any access. No, don't touch any of my stuff. And I couldn't, like, get it to move. So I'm, like, trying to turn my phone off and everything else. It freaked me out. So I might be dumping IG.
It was asking you if you wanted to give it.
But no,
access to your photos.
I don't want them accessing anything. I'll post
it's
what I want.
It's a photo-based site.
I'll post what I want.
You have to take them out of your photo stream.
How do you think they get the photos on Instagram?
I post it to it. I don't want them just going through my catalog and posting whatever they want.
All right. I need your advice on something before we go.
All right.
That's not how it
LaFleur
works.
I'm aware. LaFleur claims he has a good Jim Mora imitation.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I was on the verge of getting him to do it. Do I try to get him to do it today when we talk to him at 4 o'clock?
No.
Why?
Last night would have been the time to do it. He was feeling frisky. He just had a big win.
Does he not want to do that? Because
I don't think he's interested in doing that. I think especially with what
with
I just told you.
Right, that's exactly
you
where
I'm going.
You
don't want to be – it's moving on time.
Right.
It's already almost up to the 24-hour deal. He's going to be in a good headspace. I would much rather you get into the how do you not let him eat rat poison this week, because then I bet he gives you a good answer.
Matt, Mark Tauscher, and
you don't have to cite me,
and the coach at Alabama,
Nick Saban
say that all this positivity can be rat poison.
How do you not let him nibble?
Oh, come on.
It will be, if that, I hope that's the messaging all week. I don't want to hear about it, because trust me, all y'all, especially your media brethren that are fans that are doing it, I want every message to be coming out that this is a trap game and that we better be on our P's and Q's or Danny DeVito's boy is going to come in and knock you down a peg.
Perfect place to end it. Thanks for coming along for the ride with us today. It was great to be together at the Tundra Trio. We'll be back together tomorrow on the air.
It's going to be a while till we get together again, probably. So.